March 9, 1931, the first love of Gotthard man was made known in creation. Love completed in the creation of man. My abandonment in the divine fiat continues. And since I was doing my acts in it to be able to unite myself to its acts, all creation lined up before my mind, and in its smooth language it was saying that the divine volition had loved me as many more times, for as many more things as it had created, and that now it was my turn to love it in each created thing, in order to requite it with as many acts of love of mine, so that its love and mine would not be isolated, but would keep each other sweet company. Now, in the meantime, my sweet Jesus came out from the depth of my soul, for he seemed so sunken inside of it, that it was not given to me to see him. And he told me, "My daughter, our love toward the creature was ab eterno. Inside of us we loved her always, but outside of us our first love was made known in creation. As our fiat kept pronouncing itself and, step by step, created the heavens, the sun and so forth, so it kept making known, in each created thing, almost step by step, our love contained even from eternity for love of creatures. But, you know, my daughter, one love calls for another. Having made itself known in the creation of the universe, and having experienced how refreshing, how sweet is the outpouring of love, and how, only by making it known, it pours itself out and one feels how sweet it is to love so, our love, having begun to make itself known, would have given itself no more peace if it had not created him because of whom it had started to make its love known, as though scattering it in all created things. Therefore it overflowed strongly within us, wanting to make a complete act of love, calling him from nothing, to give him being and create in him our very life of love. If we would not create in him the life of love in order to be loved back, there was no reason, either divine or human, to make known so much love toward man. If we loved him so much, it was reasonable and rightful that he would love us. But, having nothing of his own, it was befitting for our wisdom to create, ourselves, the life of love in order to be loved back by the creature. But listen, my daughter, to the excess of our love. Before creating him, we were not content with having made known our love in the creation, but it reached such extent, that in putting out our qualities from our divine being, we put out seas of power and we loved him in our power. Seas of sanctity, of beauty, of love, and so forth, and we loved him in our sanctity, in our beauty, in our love. And these seas were to serve to invest man, so that he would find, in all our qualities, the echo of our powerful love, and would love us with powerful love, with holy love, and with love of enrapturing beauty. Therefore, when these seas of our divine qualities were put out of ourselves, we created man, enriching him with our qualities, for as much as he could contain, so that he too would have an act that could echo within our power, within our love, within our goodness, to be able to love us with our same qualities. We wanted man, not a servant, but a son. Not poor, but rich. Not outside of our goods, but inside of our inheritance. And as the confirmation of this, we gave him our very will as life and as law. This is the reason why we love the creature so much, because she has from our own, and not to love one's things is outside of nature and against reason. Fiat.